USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Winter Olympics underway in China, but Senator Marco Rubio is tuning those games out, he says. Posting a message on Twitter, the Florida Republican says he wishes nothing but the best for all the Americans competing in Beijing, but he won't watch, follow, or celebrate any Olympics hosted by a totalitarian communist regime.
We shouldn't allow people to monetize an Olympics being hosted by a genocidal communist government that, by the way, is also trying to dismantle the U.S.'s place in the world, targeting our industries, our jobs, our supply chains, all across the board.
In Blacksburg, Virginia, Virginia Tech officials have lifted secure-in-place orders after reports of shots fired at an establishment near the campus. Police now searching for as many as four suspects. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now is possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Power is still out for tens of thousands of Americans after a massive winter storm blew across the nation over the past few days. Tennessee currently has the most lights out. Plenty in the dark still, though, in New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. The Biden administration is still getting grilled, especially by many Republicans, when it comes to testing shortages. Kentucky Republican Senator and a physician himself, Rand Paul, on what he thinks the cause for the shortages really is.
Dr. Fauci and his disciples are saying everyone should get tested whether they're sick or not. That's a mistake. So we're using tests by the millions that we don't need to be doing. If you're not sick, don't get a test. I mean, that's a craziness that we're testing people who are not sick. We've never, ever done that in the history of medicine.
Senator Paul was speaking on Fox. The Biden administration announcing in January it would soon roll out a half-billion free COVID test kits. It is still promising 500 million more to meet the high demand. And this is USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason: results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Former Vice President Mike Pence raising some eyebrows and making some news with comments he's made about his former presidential boss. Here is more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Mike Pence rejected former President Donald Trump's repeated claims that Mr. Pence could have overturned the 2020 election outcome during the January 6th special session of Congress, calling such notion un-American.
President Trump is wrong. I had no right to overturn the election. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone. And frankly, there is no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president. Under the Constitution, I had no right to change the outcome of our election.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Joe Rogan is back with a new podcast on Spotify after a one-week hiatus. On Friday, the podcaster posted his first interview since the controversy rose after some artists, led by Neil Young and then Joni Mitchell, were asking for their music to be removed from that streaming platform. They were not pleased with anti-COVID-19 vaccine guests that Rogan had brought onto his show, The Joe Rogan Experience. They wanted the podcast removed from Spotify, but Rogan's first guest back on the show was a retired Navy SEAL. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.